How was your breakfast?
It was nice.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it very much.
Every day for the past 7 years, Fanny Osias has been preparing breakfast for Priscola Benaby. This morning, she's making pancakes. But sometimes it's grits and sardines or sausage and eggs.
I need her very much. I need her. Without her, I won't be able to make it. She has to do everything for me.
Priscola is 87 years old, and she still lives in the Northwest Miami-Dade home where she raised her 6 children. She has rheumatoid arthritis and is bedridden. Fanny is a certified nursing assistant working for United Home Care in Miami-Dade, so she does a lot more than whip up pancakes for Priscola.
And I take her bath, make sure she's clean, and I make sure her room is neat and clean before I leave.
Fanny spends about 2 hours every weekday helping Priscola. She also cares for 3 other senior citizens. She has learned their kids' names and their favorite meals. Sometimes she even tries out recipes they give her. This is why she has stayed on the job for 11 years.
It's not like my patient anymore. It's like my family. When we come in there, we talk about family matter, kids, everything.
There are thousands of Priscolas out there. Thousands of older adults who need help with the daily tasks of living. More than 4,000 caregivers are hired every month to fill the need. And in the past few years, the number of senior care agencies has gone up 40%. Experts say that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Human Resources, this is Jackie. Yes, we are hiring home health aides. We do have approximately 90% of seniors have at least one chronic condition, and about 77% of them have 2 or more.
Jacqueline Torre is a human resource executive for United Home Care, one of the largest home health agencies in South Florida.
We need so many home health care workers because by 2030, there will be 72 million people in the United States over the age of 65. Here in Florida, this group already accounts for 17% of our population.
United Home Care holds an open application period every week, but there's still a waiting list of 1,000 prospective clients who need help. Tora knows that as baby boomers get older, finding and training home health aides will become increasingly important.
The personal qualities we look for in home health aides are compassion, patience, and really a calling.
For Priscola Benaby and other homebound seniors who need help with everything from bathing to cooking, those are the qualifications of an angel. I'm Ana Vesiana Suarez in Miami.